Right. So if you, so if one is listening in from Zoom, and should they answer Amen or Kedusha or Baruch Hu?
Yes.
And let's say that person has a yortzeit. Could he say Kaddish at home? Could he answer Kaddish? What are the parameters here? So before we go to Zoom, let's go back to a different shaila first, in order to understand that we have to understand how does one create a minyan? What's considered, if 10 different people are on Zoom in 10 different places, does that constitute a minyan? If in 10 different homes, do people have to be in the same place? And what's the criteria?
But just as a sort of data point to this discussion, I heard from a friend of mine, Ramada Langsam, who used to be in Hamilton, that where he lives in Toronto, they have organized with their houses that people stand on their balconies, men in different balconies, different around a courtyard, and they form a minyan, provided at least one person, the Shilech Tzibur, can see all of them.
They're very...
It counts as a minyan, if at least he can see them and they can see
very
them.
Good. That's,
they don't have to see each other.
I'll discuss... that's where I'm heading now. Because to understand Zoom, we got to understand Porch Minyanim first. Because obviously if Porch Minyanim work, so then we could further see maybe if Zoom works. But if Porch Minyanim don't work, then obviously there's nothing to talk about for Zoom. Because I'm assuming Zoom is worse than actually being there and seeing each other live. So what is the basis for a Porch Minyan, assuming it's okay? So there's a Gemara in Psachim. It's talking about who's included for the carbon. We know you have to be in the same chabura, same group, to be counted for the carbon Pesach. So the Gemara in Psachim Pehei discusses what constitutes being in the same room. So they talk about if the door is open, if you're on this side of the door and the others. The bottom line of the Gemara, it's a machlokas in the Gemara. We extend it to Tefillah. So the opinion. So one opinion is, in the Gemara, is you can't even answer Amen or Kedusha if you're not inside the room. That's one opinion. We follow the other opinion, I think it's Rav Shua ben Levi, that as long as there's a minion inside the room, then if you're outside the room, then you could answer Amen or, you know, or Davin, yeah.
Must I see the Shliach
Tzibur? How does that work? Yeah, minimally, you'll have to be able to see or hear, as we'll see, but we'll get to that.
Yes.
So the simple reading of the Gemara in Psachim is, and it's the Gemara in Erevin, that the way Tosfos learns the Gemara is, if you don't have, the only way to create a minyan is to have 10 people in one room. If you don't have 10 people in one room, game over. That's a simple reading of the Gemara in Psachim, which would exclude Porch Minyanim because everyone's in the same. So based on that Gemara alone, game over. The way we paskin like Tosfos. However, where does the discussion even arise? It seems like there's nothing to talk about. So there's a Mishnah in Brachas regarding Zimun, regarding the mitzvah of Zimun. You know, when you're benching, you have Zimun. So one person leads, etc. So the Gemara wants to know, let's say, Rowan Eilu is Eilu. Let's say you have people in different, let's say, different homes, different places, but Rowan Eilu is Eilu, but they could see one another. We'll get into what that means. So then the Mishnah says you could combine the Zimun. That's what the Mishnah says. This is open for interpret. That's the facts. So comes along the Tshuvas HaRashba. The Rashba says, just like, and what is he learning the case? He's learning the case is, let's assume you want to say Elokeinu. or let's assume you want to do Zeman. So he's saying, if even if it's 2 and 1 or 5 and 5, we see from this Gemara, you could create a concept of a Zeman. In other words, Rohan Eilu is Eilu. So the Rashba says, perhaps just like it works by Zeman, it should also work for davening. That if even if you don't have 10 people in the same room, same house, but Rohan Eilu is Eilu, maybe perhaps that works for Minyan. So this is the whole source. Before the Rashba, I mean, there might have been some going in, but the Rashba is the major source people bring down as the potential source for a porch minion. That, and then we'll get into who has to see who. But we'll get into those details shortly, or maybe not so shortly. But so based on the Rashba, the Rashba is the one who suggests, just like we find this concept of Zeman, that you could people could be in different places and they could be mitzari for a Zeman, so too, he says, perhaps it applies to Tefillah as well. However, many Rishonim disagree with the Rashba. And they say, no, that's not the case. They say, what are you talking about? That's against the Mishnah, that's against the Gemara and Pesachim. So they say, no. They take the Gemara and Pesachim stands. So how do they learn the Mishnah? They say, no. The case of the Mishnah is, you already have a Zeman. Let's say it's 3 and 3, or it's 10 and 10. And you just want to make one big Zeman, because back in the days of the Gemara, it was one person did the davening. So that's the chiddush of the Mishnah in Brachas, that if you have a, if you already have a minion already, or whatever, a Zeman, then Rohan is able to let you add to it and combine. But you can't create, if it's 5 and 5, you can't create a Okeinu if it's 1 and 2. That's how most Rishonim learn against the Rashba. And that fits in well with the Gemara and Pesachim. What would the Rashba do with the Gemara and Pesachim? He missed that Gemara? No, so he would learn, that Gemara is talking about where no one could see one another. He'd learn the Gemara and Pesachim. When do we say you can't combine? You're not in the same room, and there's no Rohan Eilu as Eilu. Then you can't combine. But in the case, of a minion, if Rohan Eilu is Eilu, you can combine. So the whole basis of a porch minion is based on a Tshuvas HaRashba, who he himself isn't so sure. He says maybe, he says perhaps we can, the halacha is by Zeman, and he extends it to Tefillah. And he's not 100% sure about it, but it depends how you learn the Rashba. But the simple understanding of the Rashba is he himself isn't 100% convinced, but he's willing to say it. And others say no, that he, you know, so the question is, how much can we rely on this Rashba halacha l'maisa or not? How serious do we take this Rashba? So in fact, there was a case in Italy, I think it was Italy, in quarantine with the Chida. And the case was people, interesting infectious disease, I guess they were coming over the border and they said, you guys have to hang out here until your 14-day quarantine is over, whatever it was. The case was they were in different homes, but they could see one another. And it happened to be 6 and 4. There were 6 men in one house, and he wanted to know, could they combine for a minion or not? That was the question to the Chida. So he quotes the Tshuvas HaRashba and says, we have a precedent. And he says, also, he throws in, and there's a Zohar or something, or I forget the source he quotes, where if you go 40 days without having Kaddish, Kedusha, Tefillah, Betzibah, that's a Shas Adchak. And this is a Shas Adchak situation. He paskin, you can rely on the Rashba, and in that case have a minion. Others disagreed with the contemporaries of the Chida, disagreed and said, no way, we don't accept the Rashba, and they disagreed with the Psak. So it comes down to the Chida was willing to rely on the Rashba. So what about, what do the contemporary poskim say about this, Shaila? Like contemporary, I mean like today, very contemporary. So you have Rev Herschel Schachter, one of the Rosh Yeshivas, one of my Rebbeim, one Rosh Yeshiva in Yeshiva University. He comes out against the Rashba. He says, he points out there's an apparent contradiction in the Mishnah Brura in Chelek Aleph and Chelek Beis. In Chelek Aleph, he seems to rely on the Rashba. He quotes the normative psak that people rely on the Rashba. But in Chelek Beis, by Zeman, the Bir Halacha goes into great details and he seems to not to go with it. So he says it's a machlokes, it's a machlokes and a stira in the Bir Halacha Mishnah Brura. So he claimed, well, this part is true, that the Chofetz Chaim did not write the Mishnah Brura himself. He gave it out, his son did one, his son-in-law, different people. He was the editor. He looked everything over, but he didn't actually write it. That's why he said, the Rav Schechter claims, if you look in Chelek Aleph, the guy who did it was, obviously he was a big Talmud Chacham, but it was like a Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. It was very simple, no back, he just writes it much more simply. In Chelek Beis, you see this guy had a lot more yediyas, or I don't know if he had more, but at least he wrote more, let's put it that way. And he had much, the Bir goes into much more lumdis. So Rav Schechter says, he thinks Chelek Beis is much more to the point, like he goes into the all, he points out all this. So he says he thinks Chelek Beis is right. At best, it's a suffix in the Mishnah Brura, whether you can rely on the Rashba. Suffix brachos lahakel, he says, I do not accept porch minyanim. If you do a porch minyan, bracha levatola, you cannot have a minyan. Or you can, there is no seraf. If you don't have a minyan, 10 people in one room, or at least, we'll see, at least, or perhaps, like if you were outside, all in the same yard, Rowan, then Rav Schechter would agree, perhaps. You know, that's a different shaila. You're in the same makom. But if 10 people are on their own porch, and they're clearly in their own rishus, game over. You cannot. So he is against any porch minyanim. That's Rav Herschel Schachter's psak. That you can't have a. Not only can't you, you shouldn't, because you'll be saying things you're not allowed to say, because you're basically davening be yichidus, but you're saying all the things you're only allowed to do b'tzibur. So that's Rav Herschel Schachter's opinion. Yeah, Jeff.
Suppose you have 10 men in a room, and through the open door, open window, somebody's standing there and joining in.
Number 11 and 12.
Joins the minion.
Yeah, so that's not a problem. That's fine. Rav Schechter always likes saying over in YU, but they used to have Davin Mincha in whatever the third floor Beis HaMedrash. It doesn't mean anything to you. But so what happened was people used to come and stand by the door. So you had a lot of people davening outside. So I think they asked Rav Soloveitchik, am I considered part of the minyan? So he said, yeah, as long as there's a minyan in the room and you could see them, so then you're part of them. So I didn't press them. I wasn't there. My question is, are you part of the minyan that you could do your own Kaddish, or are you part of the minyan you could answer? That I'm assuming he might say you're not part of the minyan. You might only be able to answer. That's not clear to me what he would say, because it's in a different room. Of course, my answer is simple. You had more than 10 people outside, so you had your own minion outside. So was it? But I'm just saying, but the question would be, my question is like this. Well, here's a little different, because the question is, what did they do in Egypt and Alexandria? They used to, the people couldn't hear. So they used to put up flags to answer. So my question is, what if the people in the back, could they do their, so maybe the minig was then only one person said Kaddish, but I'm just wondering if those, In the shul in Alexandria, if you're in one big room but no one can hear you, and are you allowed to say Kaddish, in other words, that's at least better. You're in the same room. Here you're in a different room. So, but you could. But even according to Rav Schechter, you could be mitzaref to the minyan, if you could see them. Even like the chidas case, it was 10 and 4. The four people could be mitzaref, but they can answer, but they can't. In other words, let's say someone's in a yard site, they can't make it to shul, but they right now that we have a Zoom minion at the shul, they can only answer Kaddish. They cannot say Kaddish. That's Rav Schechter's psak. So I'm just saying, that's probably a normative psak, not this Rav Schechter. He's at Zoom. But Rav Schechter would do it. So Rav Schechter nixed porch minyanim. There's no seer. It's a difficult Rashba. The Rashba himself is a chiddush. He says it by Zimun. A lot of people disagree on Zimun. And he extends it to tefillah. It's a steer in the Bir Halacha. Let's not get involved in this suffix. Better to daven be yechidus than have a porch minion. That's the psak of Rav Herschel Schechter. Next opinion. He's the most strict, by the way. You can't get much stricter than that. I guess that's his opinion. We'll move on the other end of the scale. The most lenient opinion. The most lenient opinion, lenient in terms of accepting the Rashba, anyway.
Yes.
We'll see, even within his opinion, there'll be some kulas and chumras. Rav Usher Weiss, I don't know if you heard of him, he's a big posek in Eretz Israel. He's a big Hasidish guy, like he's a causing bird, but he's a, I don't know if he's American, but he speaks, like he comes to America, he speaks all the time. He's a very well-known today among, you know, B'nai Torah. And I think he's one of the big three of the RCA who paskin the shilas. I think it's Rav Herschel Schechter, Rav Mordechai Willig, and Rav Usher Weiss. I don't know if it's which group they're in, but let's say on the Corona shilas, they're all three were asked, and I think they went with the majority view on what to do. That doesn't mean they all could agree. Perhaps they disagree, but I'm saying either way. So he's one of the big postkim today, Rav Usher Weiss. I'm just saying he's from Hasidic descent. Like he, you know, he has a, so he says as follows. He says, we can, you know, everyone agrees it's preferable to be together in one room. But he says we could rely on the Tshuvas HaRashba. He claims that's most poskim assume they accept the Rashba. And therefore, B'shas HaDchak, one could rely on the Rashba. And he says, yes, porch, but you know, and also maybe he has all the like. It's very hard on people not to davening without a minion. So therefore, his conclusion is yes, porch minyanim are okay, etc. And then we'll get into it. He says once you're relying on the Rashba, that porch. He says you don't have to make any distinctions. I'll get into you can assume it's a minion l'chol davar. You could do the same thing you would do in shul. I'll explain when you hear the next sheet, you'll know where I'm going with this. So he's on the other end. Rav Schechter says no porch minyanim, meaning it's not a minyan. You could, it's just the 10 people davening b'yechidus on the porch. Because he doesn't accept the Rashba. Rav Usher Weiss accepts the Rashba. He says it's a regular minyan. Do whatever you have to do. And then you have a middle shita. You have, speaking of Toronto, that's where you probably got it from, of Shlomo Miller. It was the big posek in Toronto. You know, he's a Lakewood Talmud, but he's been in Toronto for many years. He's the posek. And speaking of Lakewood, another big posek, Rev Felder. There's a Rev Felder in Toronto. I'm not sure if he's related. I'm related to the Rev Felder in Toronto. I'm not sure about the Rev Felder in Lakewood. It might be a brother, but he's the big posek in Lakewood. Him, Rev Shlomo Miller, and by the way, I mean, Rev Sternbuch, another big posek in Israel, he agrees with Rev Usher Weiss that you can rely on the Rashba B'Shas HaDchak, and he's also for porch minyanim. So you have Rev Sternbuch, who's much older, and he's like a, you know, he's a big posek. So Rav Sternbuch and Rav Usher Weiss, yes, they were both in Israel, where it's very prevalent in Israel, porch minyanim. They both said yes. Well, you know, and we'll see. Rav Sternbuch and Rav Usher argue on details. Some have kulas, some have chumras, but they say you're allowed, you could rely on the Rashba for a minyan. We'll see how, so, you know, we'll see, maybe Rav Sternbuch's closer to Rav Shlomo Miller, we'll see. But either way, so what does Rav Shlomo Miller and Rav Felder say? It's a very difficult Rashba. They recognize, see, Rav Usher Weiss says that's the way we psak, we accept it and that's it. Rav Schechter says we don't accept it and that's it. Then you have the middle ground. It's a big chiddush of the Rashba. It's not so pashut, but it is a shas hadchak. So I realize we need to have people davening with the minyan, whatever, it's a strong need, whatever, in a safe way. Since the Rashba itself is a chiddush, I'm not going to do more than I have to rely on. So they make the following compromise. So the question is, what do you do? So what do you do at the minyan? Do you do chazaras hashatz? If you're diving in a porch minyan, do you repeat the Shmoneh Esrei? Does the chazan repeat the Shmoneh Esrei? Do you do kedusha in the chazaras hashatz? Do you read kriyas haTorah in Israel? Do you do birkas kohanim? How far do you go with the minyan? So Usher White seems to say go with everything. We'll see. Kriyas haTorah he was mistupik about, but we'll get into detail. So Rav Shlomo Miller and others, Rav Felder, want to go with the count. They say you should not. Rav Usher White says do chazaras hashatz because he says follow the Rashba. I think Rav Sternbuch, Rav Miller, Rav Felder say no chazaras hashatz. Why? Because why get involved in a suffix bracha levatola? All these blessings, maybe we're wrong about the Rashba. Why get involved in? So therefore, what do they? So what do you do then? So some would say then do a chatzi kedusha. If you follow Rav Schechter's view, then you might as well go with the chatzi kedusha. But you're not going with total. He would say don't do anything, but. What they recommend is as follows. They say we have a concept of a tfilas nedava, a free will offering. We generally don't offer a tfila. Halavai shisvel adam ko hayom kulo. Halavai that we daven all the time, but we generally don't do it, only if it's a sveika dedina, if there's a doubt in halacha. So they say, why get involved when the chazan, before he starts saying the chazar, should say, you know what? If the halacha is like the Rashba, then this would be chazaras hashatz. If the Rashba is wrong, then this would be a tfilas nedava. They want to hedge their bets. They say, it's a big chiddush, we're not just making it simple, the Rashba is right. So Rav Schechter, it's simple, he's wrong, and we're not doing any, or it's not simple, it's wrong. If it's enough of a doubt where I'm not even going to do it, they at least have enough base in the Rash, but they'll say to do it, but let's do as little as possible. So they'll say, no chazaras hashatz. You do it with the tefillas nedava, they'll say. You'll make a tefillas nedava. Others, some will say, no kriyas haTorah, because kriyas haTorah is a chovas hatzibor. Maybe it's not a minyan. Maybe it's all bracha levatolas. So some would say, so Rav Usher Weiss, even though at one point he said he was masupik about it, but some minyanim will even have a full kriyas haTorah. I think Rav Shlomo Miller says no chazaras hashatz and no kriyas haTorah, because those are things that involve bracha levatola. If I'm wrong, chazaras hashatz is a bracha levatola, and if I'm wrong, kriyas haTorah is a bracha. So what do they say? Interesting. Some say you could do kaddish, Kedusha and Baruch Hu. Because they say, even if you're wrong, you're okay. In other words, all these things are Davasha b'Kedusha, you only do them when you have a minion. But if I do Chazaras Hashatz without a minion, it's always risk-reward. If I'm wrong, a very serious blessing in vain I'm over. If I read Kriyas haTorah and it's a blessing in vain. You're only missing something, that's good then. Not everything.
Yeah, right, obviously.
And
that's risk reward. You're saying you should never do extras.
That's what I'm saying. It depends on how confident you are that we're following the Rashba. Rav Schechter's risk reward is don't do anything. Rav Usher Weiss says I'm confident with the Rashba. We believe we passed like the Rashba, and therefore are much more lenient. The middle ground is they're doing, they're a little more confident than Rav Schechter, but now we are, they're in between. That's, I'm just giving you the issue. And therefore, so then only, if it's something you have to do, so therefore, if you have to do Chazaras HaShas, then do a Tfilas Nadava. Kriyas HaTorah, you don't have to do, so don't do it. You know, or, because, you know, maybe because, or maybe they say Kriyas HaTorah, there's no other option, so then you can do it, because what, because if, so, you, but, you know, some would say no Kriyas HaTorah, but, you know, forget the names for a second, we could change the names, but that, I'm just getting to the issue first before we get specific to the name. So the, some would say is, when it comes to Chazaras HaShatz and Kriyas HaTorah, why get involved in Safek Bracha Levatolas? Perhaps Birkas Kohanim is the same issue. And therefore, I say, don't do it.
Yes.
However, when it, but they say, in other words, if I'm wrong about Chazaras HaShatz, it's a blessing in vain. If I'm wrong about Kriyas HaTorah, it's a blessing in vain. But if I'm wrong about Kaddish, if I'm wrong about Baruch Hu or Kedusha, there's no Bracha Levatolah. In other words, I, even though those are things that Chazal set up only with the minyan, it's a davisha b'kedusha, so you might not get the mitzvah of Kaddish or Kedusha, but you're not getting an Aveira either. In other words, there's a lot less risk if I'm wrong on Kaddish, Kedusha, and Baruch Hu than I am with Chazaras HaShatz. In other words, they say it's, there's, you know, no harm, no foul. They'll say, obviously no one would say if you're home alone, just say Kaddish, but the one would be, maybe there's no Isser of saying Kaddish by itself, but there's no fulfillment either. In other words, since it's a question of the Rashba, so therefore let me take my chances. The risk reward is greater. If I'm right, I got Kaddish, Baruch, and Kedushin. If I'm wrong, nothing. But if I'm wrong about Chazaras HaShatz and Kriyas HaTorah or Birkas, then I'm a bracha. I'm not willing to take that chance. So I'm saying is, to me, there are three schools of thought. And within each, so one, you have Rav Schechter, that's it. You can't do it. It's not a minyan. You have Rav Asher Weiss, it is a minyan. And L'chol, we would think you could do most of the things. And then you have the middle ground is, I'm not sure. You know, I'm willing, it's a Shas HaDchak. I'm willing to lie in the rush, but only as much as I have to in terms of risk reward. So you have one school of thought, nothing goes, it's not a minyan. The other school of thought is everything, it's a regular minyan. We follow the Rashba and that's it. Continue on like you're in shul. Then you have a middle ground that's not so pashut. So therefore, why get involved in something which is a, so their principle is, if it's a Suffolk Bracha Levatolah, I'm not going to do it. But if it's not a Bracha Levatolah, like Kaddish, Kedusha, and Baruch Hu, then I'm willing to take the risk. That's what they point out. And speaking of Zoom, to extend it to Zoom, so that's why, so no one would say that, so even Rav Shlomo Mil, even this camp who would say in a porch minyan you could do a Kaddish and Kedusha, but by Zoom they wouldn't say it. Because Zoom, because you're not there. You know, that's the question is, if I'm seeing you, let me go back a step. If you're going to argue, what would be the argument for Zoom? The argument is, number one, you have to accept the Rashba, that Ro and Elu is Elu works. And then even if you accept the Rashba, the question is, what's considered seeing then? In other words, you have to accept the Rashba, and then take it another step to say, Zoom is like seeing someone. So that's a, yeah, which pashas it's not. We don't assume. I'm just saying, if you want to argue, if you want to argue 10 people on Zoom are like 10 people on a porch minyan, you'd have to argue that. I don't know, no one does argue. I'm saying, no post-sec I know makes that extension. Everyone I know says you can't. I'm just saying that's the argument you would have to make if you were going to do it. So the most lenient opinion I saw, by lenient I mean is not that, again, full disclosure, he was quoted in a newspaper article. So I can't, you know, so I didn't see it inside, so I can't confirm he actually said it. But what I saw quoted in his name was in Rabbi Elezer Melamed. He's a big posek in Israel in the Dati Lumi, the modern Orthodox, whatever, you know, B'nai Akiva, whatever you call it. So I think someone spoke to him. They're going to have a mint. I guess it was Zoom, and there was a big need. These people wanted to, so they're going to do a Zoom minyan, but without anything. And he, and you know, I mean, just the Zoom dav, you know, like we were doing in Shul before the minyan. No, you just, everyone davens by themselves together, but you don't do, and then he said, let me call my Rebbe, Rev Melamed. So the bottom line is like this. So Rev Melamed, this takes Rev Shlomo Miller a step further. Or this, I'm just calling it Rav Shlomo. In other words, the middle camp that said, if I'm wrong about Kaddish or Kedusha, okay, so I'm wrong, but there's no really big downside, right? So Rav Yezim Malam is quoted as saying, he agrees, you're not going to get the mitzvah of Kaddish if you do it. If 10 people are on Zoom, you're not going to get the mitzvah of Kaddish. The most he was willing to say is, if a person has a strong, they have to say it, okay, so there's no bracha levatola, so there's no avera doing it. But in other words, he's saying the same thing that, let's say, people say about the porch minyan, that there's no, if I'm wrong, what's the risk? He's saying it, that's why, let's say, in the Zoom minyan, so what do we do here? And what do people do? They said the al hakol, I don't know if you were, if we say Shabbos morning, we say al hakol. It's not a Kaddish, it sounds like a Kaddish. It's when we take the Torah out Shabbos morning, whatever, we could go into it another time. So some say they don't want to do a regular Kaddish because we know you need a minyan for a Kaddish. So they say, this was Rav Mordechai Green told me this years ago, and I saw Rav Mordechai Willig said the same thing. He told me in a situation where you're stuck, where people want a Kaddish, but you don't have a minyan, let's say at a cemetery, at a funeral, you know, somewhere, whatever the case is, so you could say this al hakol, which is basically the Hebrew version of a Kaddish. So that Chazal never said you needed a minyan for. So therefore, that's what people did during a Zoom minyan. But the bottom line is that it comes out that you have three schools of thought, but it's all based on how far do we want to rely on the Rashba? Do we rely on the Rashba to say that we don't want to rely on the Rashba at all? Rav Herschel Schachter, no porch minyanim. Or Usher Weiss, yes, porch minyanim. And seemingly, you do Chazaras Hashatz, he says, and Birkas Kohanim, Kriyas HaTorah we could discuss. Because in one tshuva, he wasn't sure about Kriyas HaTorah. And then we have the middle shita, that no Chazaras Hashatz, anything that involves extra brachas, suffic brachas levatola, but perhaps Kaddish and Kedusha, it's less of a risk you could do. And then even if you're going to do it on Zoom, everyone agrees there's no mitzvah, so you might as well do al hakol is the same thing. It's just an emotional thing. So and then we have to get into all the details of it, which of what, you know, does a porch minyan have to be on the same side of the street? Could you be on two, could someone be across the street? How far away could one be? You know, different detail questions like that we'll have to go into. Mauricio, you have a question.
So you don't have the answer as to where the line is exactly.
No, I didn't say I don't have it. I said, what's your question?
Well, that's my question, of how far.
So I mean, I have...
You mentioned
10
people in the room, but then the courtyard is okay, the courtyard is not.
No, right. So you want, so you want to know the bottom line? What do you... I mean, there are different opinions. I'm just... What's your specific... Ask me a specific question and I'll answer it. About what? Which case are we talking about?
Four walls and a ceiling? Is that a room? Or
yeah, no, I'm saying, yeah. It doesn't have to be. You could all be outside in your yard. That's one room also.
So the yard. Okay, so what makes the yard a room?
No, so that could be right. That gets yeah. So first of all, your house has a yard. But let's say you're in a. Let's say there's an open field in the middle of nowhere. So as long as so I believe if everyone can hear and see each other, that would be considered one room. Like obviously you can't have someone 100 yards down there, someone 100. That if you can't see or hear the people, if you're outside. You know, what constitutes a room? As long as everyone can hear and see one another and you're in the same yard, that constitutes a minion. If you have five in one yard, five in the other, that's not so simple anymore. According to Rav Shakta, that could be a problem.
You have to be able to hear it, but then you made a mention of...
You have to see and hear.
...the synagogue in Alexandria with the flight.
What?
Not being able to hear. You made an example, you gave an example.
What I'm saying is, if you're in the same room and you can't hear, so if you can't hear, what's the difference? It's not a practical question. So what they did is in Egypt is people up front wave flags to tell people when to answer. So the people if they didn't wave flags. You could be in the room, but what's the difference? If I can't hear or see you, like it doesn't really. There's no. I don't know when to end. In other words, even if in theory I can, if I can't hear you, how do I know when to say Baruch Hu? How do I know when to answer Amen? It's only the point is if you're in the same room and they wave the flag. But that's true also. You could be in another room if you're in another room and there are 10 people and you hear, you could answer Amen also.
Is that possible? I'm doing it from the porch.
No, because Rav Shakta would say it's not. It has to, according to Rav Shakta, it has to be 10 men in one room. If you don't have 10 men in one room, game over.
Right.
So you can't have five people. What? Yeah, I mean the room. Yeah, I know. But the point being is, if you have 10, but if you don't have, if let's assume it is one room, but and you don't have flags, and you only have 3 people who can hear you, that so maybe in theory, even if you say it would be a minion, but the question is, if you do chazaras hashatz and no one answers amen, it could be a brachu of atos. You might not do it for another reason. In other words, what's the definite? Even if hypothetically I say yeah, in theory it's a minion, but if no one can hear, who cares? You can't do it anyway. You hear what I'm saying? Like it's so. But I hear the question. Yeah, but that gets into how you define how big. So they say. So I've heard people say as long if you're out, if you're in a defined room, you're in a room. So that's. But if you're not in a defined room, you're outside. So as long as everyone can hear and see each other. And you're all, as long as you're all in the same field, not as it can't be in different people's fields, so then you could constitute a minion. A Shiloh comes up in Israel, the soldiers, when they daven outside, so that's where they discuss it. As long as you can hear and see each other, and, according to Rav Asher or others, even if you're in a different, five and five do work. That's why in Toronto, that's why how you started off. They rely on Rav Shlomo Miller for porch minyanim. And that's why you could do it. According to Rav Shakti, would say you can't do porch minyanim.
Right.
Or any, or not this porch, if you're in different yards, is a no-go.
Sorry, yes. Rabbi?
Yep.
I hope this is not off topic. Look, would everyone agree, including the modern Orthodox or whatever you want to label, that hearing shofar on Rosh Hashanah over a mic is not good. Forget about the malacha. It's made you turn the mic on before. Would everyone agree that that's not good?
The question. Well, forget about hearing shofar on a mic. What about hearing anything on a mic? So it comes down to whether you hear something over. Is that considered hearing or not? Is the question.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's a major debate. So Rav Shlomo Zalman says, if you know anything about electricity, it's a reproduction. It's not even the same voice. He's against. Other poskim, Rav Moshe, and others, Bishas Adchak, they want to claim, even when you're hearing me now, not now, but let's say I was in what, it's really the sounds are bouncing off the wall. He says, he's more willing to be lenient, Bishas Adchak, that for a mitzvah that requires hearing, you know, let's say, in other words, could you do Kriyas HaMegillah over a live stream? So that's the issue. If you assume hearing over live stream is hearing, I don't need a minyan, so it's good. I mean, that's what it comes down to. No one says l'chadchila. The question is, how much of a shas adchak do you need to be to rely on it? Let's say, they say Rav Moshe made havdalah for someone on the phone. The question was Rav Henkin's wife. So I want to bring a right look, Rav Moshe held from it. On the other hand, some people say, well, it was Rav Henkin's wife. She was a woman. She might have been exempt from Havdalah, and there was no other option. So what's the difference? You know, either it depends. Within the Rav Moshe camp, people debate how lenient he really was or not. So, but it comes down to the fundamental question is hearing. So some poskim are willing to say hearing over a phone, a mic is hearing, but less are willing to say seeing over Zoom is seeing. That seems to be, at this point, the consensus. That no one seems to say, you know, it depends what you're doing it for. Like, if you need a minyan, it's not. But let's say you want to do Birkas HaGomel. If it's not, Megillah, isn't a Davish or B'Kedut. So even Rav Shachter would agree, you don't need a minyan for Megillah, so you can live stream if you're really stuck. Because it's a din in Persume Nisa. Or he says you could do Birkas HaGomel, because 10 isn't because of a Davish or B'Kedusha. 10 is you want to publicize your... So that, but the bottom line is hearing this, what to talk about, Bishas Adchak, that maybe like you listen to someone on a phone or on some other device, but seeing most, not too many are willing to say, let's say, to make the bracha on Birchas HaYilanim, like the flowers, but most would assume, no, that's not good enough. You have to actually be there. Or could you marry your wife if you only see her on Zoom first? I would say, number one, it's not a good idea. But even though it's not even simple, the question is that, and also you don't get the real person on Zoom. You don't get the full person. Same way, if you only saw your wife with a mask on, could you marry her? Does she have to take it off before? My answer is yes to both questions. You have to see her without a mask, and seeing her on Zoom isn't enough. This from both probably a halachically, but certainly a practical. First, as a practical answer, yeah.
Never, excuse me, I need content, obviously. Look, it seems to me a clear difference between hearing an echo or sound cutting off a wall and hearing through a phone. In the second case, the sound is changed to electric current fluctuations. It changes back to sound at the other end. It seems to me...
No, that's 100%. And someone is saying computer works totally different. No, the issue is what's considered hearing. So Shlomo Zalman holds hearing is hearing, and that's it. Because the Gemara says by shofar, if you blow shofar in a pit, so you're not yotze, because why? Because you're hearing the echo. You're not hearing the... What?
What does the Gemara say? That's good or not?
No good. No good. I know. So the question is, why isn't an echo good? So Shlomo Zalman says, because it's not your voice. And others say, no, not because it's not clear. You don't know what is actually being done. You're not hearing the sounds clearly. But if that's the case, I hear a phone, I hear clearly, Zoom. I'm just saying that would be the argument, how you could extend. And then it gets into what you're saying. Maybe phone, yes, this, no. It gets into the degrees. How far do you want to go? I'm saying within the yes b'dievikim, there'll be a limit to how far they'll go, depending on what the metzias is and what the reality is, how the technology works. I'm agreeing there's going to be differences. There could be differences, or, you know, there could not be, depending on what you think the definition is.
Even an echo could be bad.
Everyone agrees an echo is not... Everyone agrees you're not yotzei shofar, because the Gemara says it. The question is, what's pshat in the Gemara? Why is an echo no good? Because is echo no good? Echo doesn't... Echoes, you're not hearing the real voice, and you're not hearing clearly. The question is, do you need both? Did you need one or two? That's always the shaila.
Yes, wow. So sorry. What are the 2 points again? What did you just say the 2 things are?
The 2 points are, everyone agrees hearing over an echo is no good. The question is, why is it no good? Is it no good because it's not the real voice?
Yes.
If that case, everything is out. Or they say, no, it's not Yotze because you're not hearing the Tekiah and Truah properly because it's not clear.
If
that's the case, then maybe you could argue phones and things. That you'd have to argue to get the game number one, Rav Shlomo Zalman, game over. You don't have to ask another question. If you assume it's the not hearing it clear, it's okay. So then if that's the case, then maybe these things are good.
Yes. Have I heard an opinion, please, that for Kriya Satorah, wearing spectacles is not good because...
Yeah. That's a question we'll get into. Seeing I have to... we could get into that also. Forget about Zoom. What about if the Baal Koreh is wearing glasses,
yes.
But why is, who cares? Why? Because you're missing this, because there's a halacha, you have to read Kriya Minaksav. When the Baal Koreh is reading, he has to be reading, he can't say it by heart. So if wearing glasses is not considered seeing, that means he's leaning by heart. And therefore, no one's Yotzi. That's the shaila. We'll have to get into it. I have to stop here because I have a 11:30 meeting. So keep in touch. At this point, we're on Thursday for 8 p.m. But feel free, if you have any questions, let me know. Or we can have another shiur before that if we want. But that's when the next scheduled shiur is. I'm sure it'd be pretty hard to last to Thursday without a shiur. So we can work out another one before. Okay, have a good day. Keep in touch.